Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, we do this every once in a while here. We eavesdrop on the enemy, see what they're talking about in the opposing city before we play the team. So we're going to check in WFNZ down in Charlotte. You might hear a familiar voice here. This was this from yesterday afternoon. All right, let's listen to what they're talking about with their guest.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this eight-game win streak have been tomato cans. Do you give Carolina a puncher's chance to either keep this close, maybe even outright win this contest, or do you feel like it's where the Eagles can run away and hide?
Oh, no doubt, man. Listen, the Carolina Panthers have been playing well the last couple of weeks. Like I said, it feels to me like even though, you know, he threw with 298 yards last week, if I'm not mistaken, one TD. I mean, man, that's pretty big for a guy that a lot of people started to write off. I never thought Bryce Young was done. I'm glad he's having this resurgence because, Willie P, you know, like playing that quarterback position nowadays, man, that's highly stressful. And if you're not showing right away, teams tend to throw you to the wayside. So I'm happy that he's having this bit of resurgence.
I mean,
and I hope
on.
He does better. And with that being said, I'm a little bit concerned about the fact that he's playing well coming into Philadelphia. No question about it.
I don't see that as being a
wow.
Oh, my gosh.
You went
awful.
On an enemy radio station, and you said you give them a puncher's chance to win the game.
I can give them a punch. When I think of puncher's chance, what do you think of? It like, hell, Mike Tyson had a puncher's chance to beat. Well, no, that's a bad analogy.
But
the point
is
this.
He lost to Buster Douglas.
No, I'm talking about Jake Paul. Paul. He had a puncher's chance.
He showed his ass.
There was an age differential. Yeah, he did show his ass.
He showed his whole ass.
When I think of puncher's chance,
wow.
I think of Dumb and Dumber. Remember when he said, would you date me? And she said, no, not even if something. And he said, well,
one in a million. Yeah. So you tell me,
so you tell me there's a chance.
Yeah, but you
that's
framed
kinda
it.
That's kind of how I look
no,
at it.
Whoa, no, whoa.
And
no,
plus,
no, no,
I mean,
that's not what you said.
And I was being reflective.
Oh, sure. Here's what I noticed. I noticed there were two hues on that call. This is amazing. So we had Benedict Arnold Douglas, right?
Yeah.
Who went down there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know who snuck in? I told you so, Douglas. I never thought Bryce Young was a bust.
But no, I don't understand. Why are you standing up and then doing your hands like you got a teeter totter, like I'm on a teeter totter?
Because that's what you did.
Because you're on both sides.
No,
here.
I was being reflective because I had a lot of thoughts running through my head, and I was thinking. Like, I'm happy that he's having a bounce back.
You just better hope the Eagles weren't listening to this part of the show because that jacket, you're out of the Hall of Fame.
They know I'm a radio analyst. They know I analyze stuff.
One of the most egregious things, though, came at the very beginning right here.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this eight-game win streak have been tomato cans.
They played the Ravens last week.
They have been bruh. Where have listen, I have been consistent and I have been concise.
Yeah, but we got new information because we just beat one of the best teams in the AFC.
No, but I was talking about the record in total. I was just talking about because
he said the eight-game win streak.
Wait a minute, but we were complaining early on.
Let me present you my evidence
that we were playing tomato cans, Rock.
That's how
you mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this eight-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Have they not been tomato cans?
No, the Rams, Commanders, and Ravens are not tomato cans. That's three
out
of
six.
Eight.
A month without tomato
else?
Cans.
The Rams?
Rams, Washington, and Ravens.
Okay, I get those. Okay, three.
That's three non-tomato cans. Three non-tomato cans.
We started off with the Browns. I wish we'd have had the Browns when Jameis Winston was playing, though.
Ooh, I don't.
For a soundbite.
Let's be real. We might have lost that game if Jameis was playing.
At the time?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I take that.
We only won that game by four. So someone actually sent that to us, and they were wondering if it was you, and they heard the word tomato cans. They knew it was you.
They knew
that's
it was
your
me.
Word. This is Hugh.
I mean,
and now my timeline about to blow up. With people saying, I can't believe you. I'm so disappointed.
It really brings the Hughes Panthers thing back to a new light.
It does not.
It does.
It does not.
You were waxing poetic.
I was being reflective and kind to a team that is struggling.
You were being insulting to
and
the
if
Eagles.
You listen to the whole if you listen to the whole interview, we really talked about more Eagles than anything, though. That was just like a
what
small
you should have said was you guys are gonna get crushed on Sunday.
I thought
what
about
happened
saying
to the former
that,
Eagle Hugh Douglas.
But I thought thought about saying that, but I was like, eh.
That was the most plant-based interview I've ever heard.
I don't want to say anything. You know, that's going to be too
The Hugh Douglas
divisive.
I knew would have been on that field like, we're about to whoop your
No, ass. I mean, but no these are two different Douglases now. That was,
but
you know
that's
what
our
mean?
Point.
That's what we
I'm
said.
I'm just saying,
this is
radio host Hugh Douglas.
Benedict Arnold
that
Douglas.
That was talking to a friend. It was like, hey, man, you know, y'all got a chance. I didn't want to lie. I didn't want to be like, nah, dog, y'all about to get skull drugged. I didn't want to say that. So I said, yeah, you got a chance. Because he said, do we have a, like, listen, you can even hear Willie P's voice. He know they about to take this ass whooping.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this eight-game win streak have been tomato cans.
No, play the one where he said, do we have a puncher's chance? He know he about to take this ass whooping.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this eight-game win streak have been tomato cans. Do you give Carolina a puncher's chance to either keep this close, maybe even outright win this contest? Or do you feel like it's one where the Eagles can take it away and hide?
Oh, no doubt.
Oh, no, no doubt, man.
You know what? It's funny. Okay, I give you a little bit. Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have been so eager to jump in. Maybe,
I mean, you basically told him to bet the Panthers money.
You were like, oh, he is about the Panthers. Let's go.
Okay. Maybe I shouldn't have been so eager. Maybe that sets me back a little bit.
Do you know
but
what,
still,
do you realize,
I was trying to be nice.
Like, imagine if you were a fan down in Charlotte. You heard that. You know what you're doing. You're texting your friends like, Hugh Douglas and Fruiters on the radio.
He said, we got a chance.
He said, the Eagles aren't that good. They only beat tomato cans, and we got a chance to beat
them. But you know what? I look at that like, that's the equivalent of somebody saying, hey, I think your friend's cute when they're not that cute.
You know what? The biggest issue might be that you gave all those poor Panthers fans hope.
I know.
But what was I supposed to do, man? I'm on their
station. Tell them they stink. They're 3-9, and we're going to kick their ass because we're one of the best teams in football.
But see, I thought about that. But they probably
you don't get invited for interviews.
They probably would have expected that from me coming from Philadelphia. So I said I was going to be nice.
You were trying to paint Philadelphia in a good light.
I did this for the city. I gave them life. I gave them hope. We got a chance.
I just am so struck by Benedict Arnold Douglas to do that.
Honestly, the most egregious part was when you told them that we were beating up tomato cans in this eight-game win streak. I feel hurt.
I might have to rank the worst parts of that. Was it the tomato cans thing? Or was it him cutting them off?
Yes.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt you guys have a chance. I mean, no doubt about that.
Rough crowd.
I'm sure the whole audience agrees with us. This is egregious.
This audio will live in infamy forever.
I hope for your sake, no one with the Eagles is listening to this right now. Because they
can't believe that
they
guy.
Will take that jacket away from you in a heartbeat. Let's go to Julio in Wilmington. What's up, Julio?
Yo, what's up? Can you guys hear me?
We're good, Julio. Can you believe this Benedict Arnold over here? Ridiculous.
Yeah, you guys are crazy. Just a quick question for the guys. Honest opinion, how did you feel about Detroit's win? Were you impressed, honestly, or eh?
Was I impressed?
Yes. Or was it kind of like, eh?
No, can I tell you how I felt when, like, and this was towards the end, I was like, man, that was a ballsy move. That was the first thing. Because I'm thinking at this point, Green Bay's going to get a bite at the apple. They got 52 seconds on the clock. What are they going to do? I was wondering what was going to happen. But when he went for two, I was like, damn, that was a ballsy move.
So, Julio, I was impressed. Because if you tell me the Eagles would beat the Packers without Zach Bond and without Jalen Carter – and without three other starters on defense, I would say that's a good win no matter what. Like, the Lions' whole defense was out last night. Like, eight guys in the rotation on the defensive line from the beginning of the year are all not playing in the game, and they still won. So, like, that made me impressed they could pull that off.
So, from a defensive perspective, sure, I'll give that. But I'm leaning towards not so much impressed, only because I look at the Packers. And I know a lot of people think they're a good team. I personally don't think they're as good as what the media says they are, only because they can't beat playoff teams, or at least in their own division, and then you got the Eagles. Is that fair to say?
Yes. You know what they are, Julio? I mean, I think they're good, but I totally understand your point. To me, they're like the Ravens of the NFC, to where they're good, they're talented, but they're probably a notch below. Like, the Ravens are probably a notch below the Chiefs and the Bills, and the Packers are a notch below the Eagles and the Lions. I that's the way I would frame them. They're good, but they're not great.
Yeah, so with that being said, just answer this for me. How in the world can people still consider Detroit the top team in the NFC, just the conference, if their defense is depleted, although they are getting, you know, some of their guys back. But, you know, I took a look at their schedule, and I think the hardest or the most, you know, talented team they beat, it was the teams in their own division. I guess you could say the Vikings. But, mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see. We'll see, obviously, coming up against Buffalo next week. But I think they're not too different from the Eagles as far as playing, you know, teams that are both good and not so good. But as a package, I mean, we have both sides. You know, whether Jalen Hurts is throwing the ball or not, he's not required to do that because we have the best running back in the league. I mean,
sure,
I
right. They haven't needed it. But yeah, you're right. They haven't needed to do it. Like Sunday, they beat the Ravens. He threw, you know, he completed 11 passes. And Julio, we appreciate it. I think it's the resume is why people call the Detroit the best team. Like right now, Hugh, they're banged up, right? I think if the Eagles played them tomorrow, the Eagles had a really great chance to win because the Lions have a lot of defensive players out. Now, they're going to get a lot of those guys back, right? Hutchinson's the only one that is done for the season.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, and then we've known that for a while. The other guys are coming back, so they might look a lot different on defense in a month and a half when we play them in Detroit. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. They haven't lost a game since week two of the season. They're obviously good, right? You don't get to 12-1, Hugh, in the NFL without being good.
And not only that, man. I think that they're very creative offensively, which could potentially be a problem. And their quarterback, their head coach is a riverboat gambler. That's the thing that stuck out to me yesterday. He's taking penitentiary chances. Like, that could have went so bad.
So the
for
one
them.
He did earlier in the game on his own 20-something, mm-hmm. that could have killed them, and it almost did. But I thought the one at the end, people framed it as really risky. I kind of thought he had to do it, Hugh.
Because he didn't want to leave them no time. And he didn't want to give them a chance.
With his depleted defense, if you give the ball back to Jordan Love with 40 seconds to go, they're getting
they
field
might,
goal range.
Yeah, they might do that. So, yeah, I got it. But it was still, like, when I saw it, I was like, wow. You know, because that conventional wisdom would tell you in that situation, kick the field goal.
He fooled Herbstreit because Herbstreit was like, oh, they're just going to try to draw him offside. And then he's like, nope, snap the ball.
It almost woke Al Michaels up, too.
That takes a lot. Yeah,
you know, if it wasn't for the Buccaneers and even the Saquon drop, Eagles and Lions have no losses between the two. Buccaneers beat us both.
You know, we're not talking about them in the NFC. The Packers are kind of like that third team we talk about.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, the Bucs aren't in the playoff picture as it stands right now. But they're, I guess, what, a loss a out of Washington?
They seem like they'd be a matchup nightmare for both of us.
Yeah, I think they would
Did they play Washington yet?
They beat him week one.
They would have a tiebreaker over Washington. Like, they could sneak in. They could be our first-round opponent.
I know. Peter in L.A.'s up. What's up, Peter?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Long time no talk.
It has been a while. What's on your mind today?
Yeah. I listen to you every day. You know, I just I love you guys, what you guys do. Let's stay focused. Kyle wanted me to talk about, first quarter.
What do you think? We need a fast start here, Peter?
It would be nice to get Devontae back. And the only thing switching just a little bit, is people are like, oh, running team, this, that, wiffle ball, bats. Yeah,
we were staying focused.
We ran the ball against the Ravens, but we didn't have Devontae. It's one of the first times. You're a very analytical person, Joe. How many times have we won a game when both those guys weren't on the field? It's rare. So I guess my point is I think we can be dynamic. As far as Saquon, I guess, man, I would say I trust my team, my coaches, and let them make the decision, and we'll be fans and love whatever they decide.
But, Peter, if you were in charge, would you let him go for the record? You're the coach, Peter.
If I'm the coach? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. No way.
You're not a player's coach?
It's a team game.
All right.
And by the way, Joe, who cares about Eric Dickerson? The most selfish guy in the world. Come on, man. So everybody, like, it's an 18-game season. What do we care about this stuff? Come on, man.
Let me pick up that other guy.
Who's
I'm here, dog. I'm here, Joe.
All right, Peter. I'll write your vote down.
Whoa. Can I just do something a little lighter? Mm-hmm. I already booked my flight going to New Orleans.
Oh, we'll see you there. We're taking a bus. Yeah, we'll see you there.
The difference is I have the in to all the parties because the last time I was in Arizona or Minneapolis, it's called CAA. I got the hook.
All right,
I'm looking at the freeze.
Peter, we will find you there. And we're going.
I love you guys,
Peter. We'll see you there. We'll see you in New Orleans. All right, Peter. We're going to the parties with Peter.
I don't know if I'm trying to do that.
Come on.
Would you rather go with Herb or Peter?
No, Pete looked like he about to be in it. Either one of them, we in a whole mess of trouble. Listen, man.
I think more trouble with Peter.
Yeah, I'm trying to minimize the trouble that I'm getting into. And Pete and Herb, nah.
You better keep your mouth down ahead.
It's just certain people you just can't party with.
No, I think.
I just don't think I can party with
Pete. Could you imagine we start off happy hour, Pete, Herb, on Bourbon Street?
I got to tell you, I love Peter. Mm-hmm. Seems like bad news.
Oh, it's trouble.
That's what I'm saying. In a good way, because it seems like you're going to be somewhere 4 o'clock in the morning and people got on masks and you don't know nobody's name. And you're going to ask yourself, how the hell did I get here? Like, how did I get myself in this precarious predicament?
2 months away. Can't wait. All right. Before we go any further, it is a Friday with Sweets. We have to guess the takes for week 14 in the NFL.
It's time to guess the takes.
All right, I'll go first. We just kind of hit on this a little bit, but I want to expound. The take you're going to hear on Monday after they win again this weekend is the most dangerous team in the NFC playoff field is not currently in the NFC playoff field. Hugh, I wouldn't want to play the Bucs. The Bucs beat us early in the season.
That sounds about,
they're surging right now. They've got a pretty weak schedule down the stretch. I think they could take that division away from the Atlanta Falcons. If they don't, Kyle was just kind of alluding to the idea they could get a wild card. Would you guys be surprised? We saw the Bucs again in the playoffs. It always feels like we end up doing that. I don't want to play them. Like, give me Minnesota, give me Arizona, give me Seattle, give me all those other kind of NFC teams instead of the Bucs. I'm not really interested in that one. I would rather avoid
the Bucs anyway.
Not scared.
Yeah,
but they're a matchup nightmare.
They have a little thing on the Eagles.
They were when we had no receivers or Lane.
Yeah, there's that.
Beat them last year.
Yeah.
Last
I hear what
year.
You're saying, but still.
Todd Bowles, Jalen's kryptonite. All right. I'm just saying. They seem dangerous. Fine. All right, that's mine.
You want me to go?
Yeah.
I got one, and I kind of, this is based off of something that kind of happened this week. Bill Belichick, he interviewed for the job at UNC, threw his name back out there in the hat, and I was like, you know how I feel about Coach Belichick playing or coaching back in the NFL. I said, I don't think that's going to happen. But I do think that Coach Belichick will be coaching where he's going to take a head coaching job in the SEC.
Ooh.
Yeah, because I forgot the coach's name, the Arkansas coach. I think it's not Phil Sims. What's his name? I wrote it down. I think that he's going to be a guy that Sam Pittman. That's his name, Sam Pittman. That he's a little bit on the hot seat in Arkansas. So he might take the head job, coach job at Arkansas.
That'd be
fun.
Keep
an eye on Belichick to the SEC.
Man.
Imagine
a Belichick-Deion Sanders playoff game next year in college football. Sign me up. I'm in. All right, Kyle, what do you got?
The Falcons waited too long to put Penix in for Cousins, and they have let their season slip away because of it.
So they're 6-6 now. They're underdogs in Minnesota this week, and they could have an under 500 record. Yeah, Cousins looks
and
cooked.
I guess really to take it a step further is Kirk Cousins is one of the most baffling free agent signings in NFL history, considering the move that they made immediately following to draft a quarterback at number 8.
Well,
and to give him a no trade clause in his contract.
He'd be there at 8 when they signed Cousins. Oof. It wasn't like he was supposed to be a top 10 pick.
Right.
But this is a Cousins revenge spot on Sunday in Minnesota.
Look, for the Eagles' sake, we need the Vikings to drop a game. This would be a huge one for the Vikings to drop.
I agree. And I think Kirk keeps it close in a revenge spot. But you're also right about signing.
Yeah, because also, if the Vikings beat Falcons, that's a common opponent they have over us.
Yeah, so the number one seed scenario, we didn't include them earlier, but they still have a chance.
They need to lose a non-Lions game because I guess the way I look at it is they have the best chance to beat the Lions among the other teams they have remaining, Bills, Niners, Bears. And the Vikings. So we kind of need them to beat the Lions, but, drop one that they shouldn't. I think Atlanta's needs to be this week.
Kirk Cousins revenge spot on Sunday. Let's go to Cowboy Jim here. Speaking of revenge, he's going to get it on. Maybe we're going to get it on him. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
I was in Dallas a few weeks ago. Uh-huh. And I think I heard Hugh on the radio talking to the Dallas sports radio there. He believed in Cooper Rush. He said Mike McCarthy is a good
wow.
And he wanted Micah Parsons' phone number. He wants to get on his podcast. I swear I heard it.
Oh, that would be the end. That would be the end of you around here. Cowboy Jim, I'm going to dig that audio up. We're going to find that and play it.
I'll try to find it myself. Listen, Joe, thank you for reminding young people like Kyle about the Cowboy Dynasty. I appreciate that.
I didn't mention I was only 9 years old the last time they won.
Yeah, because, you know, if you didn't remind me, it was so long ago that I would have just never known.
Well, just, you know, ask Howard Eskin about the 40s, about the Eagles when they had their dynasty. He was on the sidelines in the 40s for their dynasty, so you can ask him about that. And Hugh Douglas, are you your own man? Or are you not your own man?
Wait a minute, what are you talking about? What happened?
Okay, just because Howard Eskin and Joe Giglio says Barry Switzer is an idiot, that doesn't mean you have to say he's an idiot.
Oh, he's an idiot.
He led Oklahoma to 3 national championships, 12 Big 8 championships.
I don't give a
shit. Big 8 coach of the year, Super Bowl champion, 5-2 in playoffs. I'm sorry. Now, if he replaced Sirianni, would the Eagles win?
No, I mean, Jim, we could be real about this. If you spotted Barry Switzer, the C and the T, he couldn't spell cat. I mean, he was not a bright coach. Come on.
Look at his record. What are you talking about? Do you want that record or not?
Barry Switzer's a dummy, Jim. He took over a dynasty, and then by the time he left, they were crashing into the ground.
And Hugh, I can get you out of this bus ride. I can get you a free ticket. I'll just fly you down there. It'll be a middle seat in the back in coach. But
don't you dare try this, Jim.
Have I won my smoker yet? Or my Batman and Robin? Have I won that yet?
I don't know.
No, Jim.
We'll figure that out. But Jim, here's the bottom line. How about Jim try? Jim does this stuff. First, he provides you liquor. Beautiful women provide the liquor coming from Jim. And then he tries to offer you a ticket?
I'm not flying. I don't like to fly.
That's right.
And
you know, they go on the bus
not,
with
everybody
else. I'm
definitely not getting in a middle seat on coach. Definitely not doing that. I'm not a fly guy. I don't like to fly.
Plus, this is your bus trip.
Yeah, I mean, it was. It was
not anymore.
Trip. Yeah, it was kind of turned into something else.
We might vote you off, actually, after the whole thing with Charlotte.
Wait a minute. I was being nice to the people in Charlotte. They know they don't have a snowball's chance.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Another soundbite.
This is your own fault.
Soundbite. Yeah, I guess it is my fault.
Right? You did bring this to my attention this morning. I would have never.
No,
you know
what's funny about it, and I said it in casual conversation. I said, "Yeah, I was down in Charlotte."
And then we were like, "Wait a second,
you saw me perk up." I'm like,
and I was like, "Ah, here we go."
You know what you heard there? The sound collectively of every radio producer in the country losing Hugh's number because he's never going to do another spot again after we destroyed this one.
And you know, the only reason I did that because you know I hate going on. I hate talking about sports. To other people. I did it because I know me and Willie P worked together in Atlanta, and he called in a favor. So, you know, I did it for him.
It's nice to do the spot. That was kind of
you. To your credit, we got great content out of it.
Oh, yeah, you gave us a whole hour.
Yeah, gee, thanks, yeah. Never do it again. Don't call. So anybody out there want me to be on your podcast?
Lose
or you see, nah, I'm good. Don't call me.